I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Spring has officially sprung here in New York. Temperatures were in the 70s. It was a perfect day for the ticker tape parade celebrating our victory over Iran. But that celebration has been slightly delayed because over the weekend, the United States and Iran failed to reach a peace agreement, according to the chief U.S. negotiator, vice president, and Grim Reaper's cousin who owns a tire store. J.D. Vance. Before he admitted to his failure, J.D. tried to distract with some odd praise.
Well, good morning, everybody. And let me say a couple of notes of appreciation. First of all, to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, whatever shortcomings of the negotiation, it wasn't because of the Pakistanis who did an amazing job.
Yeah, dude. No one's blaming the Pakistanis. It's like telling your girlfriend, baby, whatever my shortcomings in the bedroom, let's not blame my erectile dysfunction on the Pakistanis.
Well, you know what? That is the short-lived Colbert, Stephen Colbert, on his show last night on CBS, mocking what we're trying to do in protecting the world, getting Iran to stop pursuing nuclear weapons. Mocking it. Mocking Vance. Mocking those who are trying to get Iran to agree to cease. And we continue doing it. We've got the blockade in place, but there are questions about the blockade. I'm going to let you learn a little bit more about how it's been enacted and why a ship or two has been allowed to go through so far. And Trump is saying we're looking at Iran wanting, apparently, talks within the next 2 days. They realize they've got to come back to the table. Now, you cannot have a rational discussion with a rabid dog. It just doesn't work. But that's what we're trying to do. And then we've got folks like Stephen Colbert, who's more than excited to make a joke about it. Well, let him joke all he wants. I want to remind you something about the Stephen Colbert show. It ends May 21. That will be his last show. He will disappear from the CBS late night show. And in fact, they're going to replace it with apparently comedians, true comedians, not political would-be hacks. And that's actually the Tonight Show with his departure will end the actual CBS Night Show, which has been on air for 33 years. And you know what killed it? It's not just a joke here and there. It's a political viewpoint constantly shoved into the face of Americans who love our country. You may or may not love Trump, but if you love our country, you care, and you care what happens. Iran apparently is shifting its tone that they want to have some new talks because Trump is, quote, blockading the Straits of Hormuz. How effective is it? If it gets them back to the table, it's a start. But as I say, it's a start. Iran is still ruled by a bunch of rabid dogs. Welcome to the second hour of Larry Connors USA. April the 14th, 2026. A footnote you should be already aware of. Tomorrow, April 15, midnight, your taxes are due. And if you're not going to be able to file and pay them, you need to file an extension. That would be due in October. And any money you owe the IRS that is not paid tomorrow, you will end up paying penalties on that come October anyway. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. If you were with us our last hour, you learned a lot about the plot to steal a nuclear sub. That was our story behind the story. And also the death of 129 on board the USS Thresher, our first nuclear sub lost at sea 60 years ago this month, and still no clear answer as to what happened. Did you miss it? Well, I'm glad to tell you, you can listen to the podcast. Pull it up at Newstalk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Every program we present goes up as a podcast later. Not only the audio, but video, because while we're on the air as I'm speaking to you, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. And again, if you miss it, you can pull up the video. It's all available at Newstalk STL, Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or going to the podcast later, as I'd mentioned. Later in this hour, I'd mention we always educate, because you leave each hour with more information than you did have as we began the hour. And that's going to bring us to Congressman Swalwell leaving Congress, facing all kinds of sexual allegations. He's a Democrat. And a Texas Congressman, Tony Gonzalez, is also leaving Congress, facing sexual allegations. Well, we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about a bill that was passed that basically was using taxpayer dollars to pay off and silence victims of any sexual harassment or assault by any member of Congress against any members of their staff or civilians. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. But let's go to Vice President Vance talking about how we're trying to work with Iran, but making it clear we have one mission, one objective. You get no nukes.
I 100% agree with the president on the fact that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. I've seen that just in the negotiation that we've had over the last couple of days, that these are tough negotiators, but they're fundamentally the kinds of people where them having a nuclear weapon would impose terrible costs on the entire world. If they're willing to engage in economic terrorism on the entire world, what would it mean? What leverage would they have if they had a nuclear bomb in Tehran? That's not an outcome that is acceptable to us, or really should be acceptable to anybody. So I 100% support the president's goals here to keep nuclear weapons, to keep the worst weapons of war out of the hands of the Iranians.
It's that critical. But again, peace talks between the U.S. and Iran, either directly or indirectly, could restart as soon as Thursday of this week. Until that time, the blockade remains regarding Iranian ports. Ships coming to and from Iranian ports. But four-star General Jack King says what we're doing here is essential.
What has happened here is, you know, Iran really had some momentum when they shut down the Straits of Hormuz. We went to a ceasefire. They wanted to stop the war. And President Trump assessed this, and I think the timing is extraordinary. You know, negotiations fall apart. And it's, I think, you know, Stuart, I think the Iranians miscalculated. I think they hold too much stock in what they achieved with the Straits of Hormuz. I don't want to minimize what they achieved in shutting it down. They did that. But they thought it had further implications into the mindset of the president and our negotiators. I think they believed when they came in there that we would likely be willing to make some concessions to them because we're in a desperate situation. And that's not the case, as you know. I mean, the president said it publicly, and certainly those negotiators, he told them privately, he wants everything. And I'm convinced they're obviously calling back to him to get feedback on what was on the table. And he said whatever they wanted us to give up, he was saying absolutely not. So we didn't get everything, and so there's no deal.
No deal so far. One source is saying that U.S. and Iran have, quote, all the ingredients of a deal, but have yet to come to a final agreement. And in fact, the same official stated, a lot is happening today and tomorrow. He did add that President Trump's blockade on the Iranian ports has Tehran, quote, really fearful, more open to making a deal. But last night, a Chinese flagship did go through, as Fox News reported.
A Chinese-owned ship passed through the Strait of Hormuz today with the U.S. blockade in place. It's an oil and chemicals tanker that was turned back yesterday, the first day of the blockade, but got through today with success. Now, this tracks with what the president and CENTCOM is saying, which is that the entire Persian Gulf is not blocked. Rather, the U.S. is preventing ships from entering or exiting Iranian ports. An Iranian military spokesperson has been threatening possible retaliation for all this, writing, if the security of Iranian ports is threatened, no port in the Gulf or the Sea of Oman will be safe. The latest report this morning from the International Energy Agency says continued attacks on energy infrastructure here in the Middle East and ongoing restrictions to tanker movements throughout the Strait of Hormuz has led to the largest fuel disruption in history. Initially, these deep cuts in oil came from the Middle East, had a huge impact on sectors like jet fuel. But if things remain as is, this new report says scarcity and higher prices will persist.
And that's true, except it's going to be worse for every other nation than the U.S. 20% of the world's oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz. 20%. 90% of that goes to China. And China needs that fuel. As I mentioned yesterday, I've been wondering if maybe Iran would decide to ship direct to Moscow via the Caspian Sea, which is just north of Iran. And to the north of the Caspian Sea is Russia. And Russia could get the fuel, turn it around, ship it to China for a price. We have, of course, the meeting today with Trump meeting the U.S. ambassador to China, but the trip to meet Premier Xi in China, the last of this month into the early part of next month, appears to, at this point, be canceled, suspended. Maybe that's the better word. And again, partly because of everything that's happening. Now, what about the blockade? And when it comes to stopping these ships, if we believe they're going to or from an Iranian port and they're carrying oil, what actually are we doing? Again, General Jack King.
For viewers to understand, we're not up having a blockade of ships where the Iranian ports are. If you're coming in and your intent is a tanker to pick up Iranian oil and you come into the Arabian Sea further down in the south, that's likely where we contact you and we tell you to park your ship in the Gulf of Oman in a certain place. If you don't do that, then we're going to board your ship and make certain it's parked in that place. If you're coming from an Iranian port in the north and you're heading down towards the Straits of Hormuz, again, we're going to call you on the radio and tell you if you're transporting Iranian oil to stop and turn around. If you're transporting everything else but Iranian oil, you're free to pass. If you continue to come to the Straits of Hormuz, we'll likely let you get through there. And when you get into the Gulf of Oman, we will board your ship and tell you where to park it. That is how the blockade is working.
So ships are being checked before they go through the strait and being told to park it if you're carrying any fuel from Iran. And if you're going into the Iranian ports through the straits to load up with fuel, you're being told to park it. That's the way it's happening at this point. And you know, we have Democrats, many of them, unfortunately, and that would include some Republicans, seem to be more in favor of Iran coming out on top of all of this. How dare they? How shameful? How treasonous? And then you look at what they're doing with our own nation. continuing to fight against Department of Homeland Security. Tom Holman makes it clear how those did.
That's why I came back the second time out of retirement, because for 4 years I woke up every day pissed off about what the Biden administration did to our border and not letting ICE do their job. And I still wake up angry every day when I see stories like this, because, again, they're shutting down DHS because they don't want ICE to do their job. They're protecting criminal aliens over the men and women who wear that badge and gun, and over the American citizens who are in danger in these sanctuary cities. So it's just the world's upside down. But look, I worked for the greatest president in my lifetime. We're not giving up. We're pushing forward. We are going to have a mass deportation operation. We'll keep that border secure. We're going to keep doing our job despite the hate, despite the rhetoric. And, you know, God bless the Angel families. Another reason I came back on retirement, I met hundreds of them. Their stories will never get old. But here's the issue. We're talking about this one attack in Florida. We'll be talking about something else next week and something else the following week. Every member of Congress, it should be a nonpartisan issue. Let ICE enforce the immigration law and make this country safer again. Every public safety threat we take off the street makes this country safe. Every illegal alien we take off the street prevents a crime in the future. So let us enforce the law. We're going to do it without apology, and it should be a nonpartisan issue.
It should be a nonpartisan issue. We're talking about protecting our nation. But again, I have made this suggestion I don't know how many times. I've yet to see one Democrat, even one Democrat, come forward and say, I like that, I'll be willing to do it. And that is, if you want these guys to stay in the USA, then what we want you to do is sign them into your custody, stay at your house with your children, and you'll take care of them. And you'll be responsible for anything they do. They commit a crime, you go to jail. Any lefty out there want to sign up? Anybody, anybody, anybody? And by the way, an appeals court has told Judge Boasberg, we're going to end your deportations probe. Quit trying to investigate why we're deporting. We're in deporting because, one, they're here illegally, and two, they're a threat to our nation. Coming up, my guest talking about outgoing California Governor Newsom. Still trying to pull a little switcheroo, a little magic, after he's destroyed his state. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My next guest knows a lot about Gavin Newsom. He ran against him in 2018, supported the recall of Newsom in 2020. And now he's here to talk about Newsom and what else he's doing wrong, right, and absolutely stupid. John Cox. John, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Great to be with you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking at a piece that you wrote for the publication. Let me see. This was in The Hill, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was
The Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to point out to the audience, you are an attorney and a CPA, investment analyst, and you're talking about how we have American service lives in danger in the Middle East with the Iran missiles headed across the Gulf, and California Governor Newsom has found his moment not to lead but to perform. Go ahead.
Well, I wrote the article, Larry, because Newsom is, by all accounts, and I'm sure this is going to happen, he's going to run for president in 2028, and he's already making all the rounds. He's just written a book. He's really working on his bona fides as a certified anti-Trump candidate, and the reason I wrote the article is because people need to know how duplicitous he is and how much he has misled and mismanaged California. And frankly, his positions on the Iran controversy and the war there are just of a same piece as to what he's done in California for the last 7 or 8 years. I call him in the article, Larry, I call him a political magician, because he will try to distract with a sleight of hand and take one position on an issue. And then at the same time, he'll take a position with a different audience that's totally opposite of what he says. And that's not what California needs, but it's certainly not what the country needs. And obviously, the reason I wrote the article is because I want to do what I can to head off further problems for this country if Gavin Newsom should ascend to the highest office in the land.
And again, John Cox is also the author of the book, The Newsom Nightmare, The California Catastrophe and How to Reform Our Broken System. Well, it begins by getting rid of Newsom. So he's termed out. He'll be out of the way. But again, he's got his sights set on the White House.
Well, and I'm peculiarly well positioned to opine on this, Larry, because I was the Republican nominee in California in 2018. And I ran on the idea that California was being mismanaged then. And Mr. Newsom has only made the situation far, far worse. He promised to get rid of the homeless crisis. It's gotten worse. He promised to build 3.5 million new homes. He didn't come even close to 10% of that. We still have shortages of water and energy because he is, which we have in plenty in California. We have plenty of water, but he hasn't built a reservoir during his whole governorship. And there's myriad other problems, such as deficit spending. The education system has failed to be improved one iota. As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse. Our roads are some of the worst in the country, and our crime rate has not gone down at all. So these are all fails that Mr. Newsom should be taking responsibility for, but instead he's traveling around the country promoting his book and positioning himself to run for president in 2028. Well, and my book, The Newsom Nightmare, is a warning.
John, with all due respect, you are a Republican. He's a Democrat. Aren't you being a little hard on him? I mean, the guy claims in his book that he had a lot of childhood struggles. I mean, he had to go into great length in his book about how he had to make sure I'm just like the rest of you, trying to get everybody to understand that I'm like you. You should have me in the White House.
That's another element of the political magic he's trying to pull off. What he doesn't tell people in that book and on his book tour is that he grew up basically almost a son to the Getty family. Gordon Getty basically helped raise him. And remember, Gordon Getty is the son of J. Paul Getty, one of the first billionaires.
Yeah.
Newsom's grandfather was a political fixer who helped Pat Brown get elected governor of California. His father followed in his dad's footsteps and helped Jerry Brown become governor. And Newsom himself has basically benefited from all the connections that Gordon Getty and that whole family provided him in the Bay Area.
But they're a loving family. I mean, he's got an aunt who just absolutely loves him.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, absolutely. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And well, she should, because she's been the beneficiary of a lot of his political largesse in California. I know you're approaching this a little tongue-in-cheek, Larry.
No, I'm not.
You know, the point is...
Go ahead.
Well, the point is, the results are the results. The facts stand for themselves. California is rated number 50 in the country for business climate. Our taxes are some of the highest in the country, and Mr. Newsom has made them worse. He's expanded the budget. Jerry Brown had a budget of $160 billion when he left office in 2016 or 2018. And Newsom has doubled that to a $320 billion with a $35 billion deficit. I mean, they've perfected the art of deficit spending in Washington, D.C., Larry, which frankly is a whole nother issue and is leading our country to a fiscal disaster.
But,
and Gavin Newsom would accelerate that, in my opinion.
But he's already looking at, we're going to get the top 1% in our state to pay nearly half of all the income tax.
and then he'll complain along with his fellow Democrats that somehow the tax system isn't fair. The Wall Street Journal published a report today. The top 1% are paying 40% of all federal income taxes.
Yeah.
The top 10% pay 60 or 70% of all taxes.
Wow.
The top 25% pay 90% of all taxes. Our system is very heavily progressive. Yet people like Mr. Newsom would argue otherwise.
I had pointed out to this audience before, you getting upset because your gas price might go up 3 cents, a nickel a gallon. You got to stop and think about what we went through as a nation during World War II and rationing. Even if you had the money, you might not be able to get as much fuel as you wanted. And at the same time with Iran and everything happening, pointing out that look at your state tax on your gasoline. Aside from whatever happens with inflation, California's state tax on every gallon, the highest in the nation, 70 cents a gallon.
Absolutely. And that actually is light because there's a whole bunch of other taxes. And don't forget the sales tax on gasoline as well. So, not to mention the blends, the special blends that California environmentalists demand.
Yeah.
And again, California produces a tiny, tiny fraction of the pollution of the world. I mean, most of the pollution of the world, frankly, is coming from India and China, yet California ratepayers are paying five times the national average for electricity, and we're paying the highest gasoline rates in the entire nation, mainly because of these special blends that are demanded, which almost do nothing to impact the world environment.
Well, to that extent, also the highest rate increases on electric utilities because he decommissioned natural gas, stopped oil drilling, overregulated everything else.
We are in a situation in California, Larry, where we actually have to truck oil in and bring it by ship from Ecuador because they've killed the oil industry in California, which has done absolutely nothing again to help the world environment, but it certainly has made California drivers pay a lot more for gasoline and make it very hard to have an affordable lifestyle in this state. And again, I'm sounding the alarm so that Gavin Newsom doesn't bring this to the whole country.
I'm looking at a report. I'm recalling it from seeing it yesterday. The Los Angeles Mayor Bass, because they wanted to impose a $30 minimum hour, hundreds of employees are losing their jobs or the restaurants are closing.
Well, progressives, as you know, and I use that term loosely, will tell you that, oh, gee, you have to have the increase in the minimum wage. Except, Larry, what this does is drive up costs for the very people they're purporting to save and help. The minimum wage sounds great, but we can't just legislate. That's a price control. What we ought to be doing is reduce price controls, reduce regulation, encourage more competition. That's what's going to bring down costs for regular people and make it so that you can live an affordable lifestyle. What these guys are doing, and Gavin Newsom is chief among them, is they hand out all these benefits to all these interest groups, which then pass along the cost to average people, and that just doesn't work.
All right, John Cox, I appreciate your time. I'd like to book you for a future program as we get closer to the Newsom era winding down. John Cox, thanks again for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
You bet. Author of the book, The Newsom Nightmare, The California Catastrophe. Well, there's a lot to be said about that. Coming up, how you're going to see better tax refunds and why, and what the AARP says about Donald Trump.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Change, change, change.
Change, change, change.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Trump accounts are also a new thing this year in the tax code or in the tax filing process, right? That you can, and especially for at AARP, for grandparents who are raising their grandchildren or helping to raise their grandchildren, anybody can sort of apply for a Trump account for their grandchild, for a newborn baby. And these are for babies born 2025 to 2028. So if a baby was born last year, if you've got a new grandchild or a new child, you're eligible for a Trump account. It's a pretty simple one-page form to fill out and include in your tax forms and get that account opened for your loved one. Sure, I think the government's going to give you $1,000. You should definitely take it. And so this is a great opportunity again for from our perspective at AARP for grandparents to help make sure that their grandkids are set on a good financial path and put a little bit of extra money away for their future.
Wow, what a great idea. Plan for the future. And of course, it is part of the Trump accounts, as they're called, the 530A accounts. Government-funded investment accounts for children, U.S. children, born between 2025 and 2028. Now, I stress U.S. children. That would include, with our current laws, any foreigner who comes here and has their baby while they're in our nation. They would also qualify. And then when it becomes eligible, children under age 18 with Social Security number born between January 1, 2025, and December 31, 2028, the government's going to give you a $1,000 starting deposit. And parents or others can then contribute up to $5,000 annually. Employee contributions up to $2,500 a year, all on pre-tax basis. And there are several companies that have said, we will match a certain dollar amount as well. This is all for the future generation. And too many of us too often live in the here and now. And we want immediate payout. No, they're going to have to wait till they reach age to withdraw the money. And then under certain conditions. It's a great project. And if you are a grandparent and one of your children has a child between where we are now and December 31, 2028, you can start a Trump account for them. I would suggest you do so. And we mentioned earlier that tomorrow is April 15, tax day. You have until midnight tomorrow night to file your taxes. You can file for an extension. Now, I'm not a tax lawyer or an accountant, but you can file for an extension. But any money you owe will be due in October. That's as far as you can go with your extension. And any money you owe is going to accrue interest payments and possibly penalty payments. So don't think you're going to escape it. But Savannah Guthrie, yes, her mom is still missing, but she is back at work trying to do what she can. And she had a guest on, and they're talking about this year's tax refunds and how much it's going to benefit Americans.
And if you need a little motivation, how about this? For those expecting a refund, they are higher on average this year. NBC's senior business correspondent, Christine Romitz, bringing us glad tidings of great
and
joy.
And we need it.
A bigger refund. Why are they bigger and how much bigger?
We're talking about parents, seniors, homeowners, anybody who's like a gig worker who's got overtime and tips. Those are all the people who are going to get more money this year. So it's a big group of you out there. And we're talking about $3,400. That is the typical refund at this point. That's up about 11% from last year. So that is a good extra chunk of money.
That's a good chunk of money, I would say. Yes. Now, are you going to be getting a refund? It could be up to $3,400. Maybe less. But any money you get back, that's a win-win, my friend. And, of course, how you're getting it will depend upon various parts of the tax code. And I'm not qualified to tell you. You need to make sure you're using someone you trust to help you out with it. All right. We'd mentioned to you earlier that Congressman Gonzalez, Tony Gonzalez, a Republican, might be facing an expulsion vote. Some House members believe the Texas Republican should be sent packing alongside California Democrat Eric Swalwell, accused of sexually assaulting a staff member, which he's denied, but he has now decided he will resign. Tony Gonzalez has not made that decision yet. But he did previously admit to having an affair with one of his own staffers. So he could be expelled if he's not resigning anyway. In fact, one congresswoman, Democrat, obviously, New Mexico, but this is true, Democrat or Republican. It should stand as a constant. She said, Tony, you should either resign or face a vote on the House floor regarding your sexual misconduct. Now, again, he admitted last month to an affair with a staffer who later died by suicide, as it's been currently reported. Both with the case of Tony Gonzalez and Eric Swalwell, and there have been numerous allegations against Swalwell. In fact, Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna pointed out that Swalwell had, quote, a reputation. She said, I was actually a member of the Congress that wrote the expulsion resolution for him. I was ready to call it out. And I did tell him, if you don't resign by tomorrow, we will file it and we will have votes enough in Congress to expel you. And then she added, but I think he, and she's speaking again about Swalwell, has a serious criminal issue on his hands, that he might well end up in jail because supposedly was he not only harassing and maybe sexually molesting members of his staff, but in one allegation, it was clearly rape. Maybe she said no and he didn't believe she meant it. I don't know what his excuse will be, but I will remind you of what happened back in 1997. At that time, there was a taxpayer slush fund put together with the 1995 Congressional Accountability Act, been used to pay settlements to victims of sexual harassment if they were harassed, discriminated by members of Congress. And, of course, sexual activity also was included. And there are two other Congress members facing issues as well, another Democrat and another Republican. Florida Democrat Sheila McCormick. and Florida Republican Corey Mills. So this is not over. Swalwell yesterday said, I'm deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes in judgments I made in the past. I will fight the serious false allegations made against me. However, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes I did make. And I guess even Nancy Pelosi, who had put him on the Intel Committee, even after it was made public by the FBI that he was bedded down with a Chinese spy, she put him on the House Intel Committee. But these taxpayer-funded settlements that have kept a lot of this public from you, they often involve the use of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, the victims of either sexual harassment, discrimination, maybe even sexual acts by members of Congress. They'll get money if they shut their mouth. There's been an effort since March 26. There was a vote to release the names of House members who used this fund. There was a vote on it, but it was defeated. The majority referred to the House Ethics Committee, effectively keeping all those names hidden. It's called a slush fund because it allows members of Congress to use public money to pay for their own personal misconduct rather than paying out of their own funding. Now, Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Langworthy continue to press to release all of these records, hold everyone accountable. Investigators are suggesting there's something like $17 million. Are you listening? Are you listening? $17 million, your tax dollars, have been used to pay off charges, allegations of sexual harassment, including pay and workplace safety disputes. So it's very difficult to apparently determine how much was actual sexual misconduct. We'll open the books, make it transparent, fully transparent. The legislation, such as the Congressional Accountability and Hush Fund Elimination Act, introduced in the past to ban the use of any more taxpayer money. If the member of Congress wants the victim to sign an NDA and go away and shut up, it comes out of their own pocket, as well it should. But then again, if there is a criminal act committed against a member of your staff or a citizen, members of Congress should definitely be facing jail time. You agree? Oh, my God. You yelled back so loud, everybody around you is probably wondering, what are you yelling about? You tell them, I'm listening to Larry Connors, USA, and I agree with what he just said. Start listening. Hey, are you aware of what happened yesterday? This is one of those stories that if I told you this, and it was not documented, you think, Larry, come on, you're making that up. You're telling us the White House called DoorDash to deliver some food from McDonald's to President Trump? Indeed, it did happen.
What this really means for me is last year, my husband, he was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer.
Oh,
and
sorry.
During that time, I was able to take some time and take him to his appointments and, you know, be there with him. But, you know, as you know, going through treatment, even with insurance, you kind of break the bank. Over half of my amount that I earned last year were tips. And so that is an incredible amount. So, you know, I mean, if you really want to break down the numbers, I probably saved probably $3,000 to $4,000 with not having to pay.
That's good news. Now, obviously, the fact that this woman, known as the DoorDash grandma from Arkansas, Sharon Simmons, it was all a staged event. Let's be very clear about that. It didn't just happen. She did not get onto the White House grounds saying, I've got a bag of McDonald's burgers for President Trump. Let me in. That didn't happen. It was staged. It was all set up. And it was to highlight the impact of gig workers, those who hold down other jobs, part-time jobs, trying to make a little extra. And, of course, to reinforce with the no-tip tax, they get to keep more of what they earn. So Sharon Simmons delivered the food to the entrance to the Oval Office. And, of course, it was a time to take photographs and video. Perfect. President Trump was there to welcome her. Well, of course, there are those who say that's just a coordinated political stunt, not a typical random delivery. Are you so stupid? Are you so stupid that you think DoorDash can get right to the Oval Office because Trump called for something to be delivered? Not only know that Trump called it in, but the bottom line is, you don't get through the White House gates just because you're carrying a bag of McDonald's burgers or whatever. So, yes, it was a staged event, and it was meant to get attention. And it certainly got the attention of Larry Connors USA. And now you know about it. As always, I appreciate you listening. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 to 8 like we are every Monday through Friday. And our story behind the story tomorrow, the sinking of the Titanic. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.